This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It's a name that for the most of the Western world will not roll off the tongue, but assuredly in the time to come will be as familiar as Ashraf Ghani, Hamid Karzai. The Taliban have named Mullah Hassan Akhund, an associate of the movement's late founder Mullah Omar, as the head of Afghanistan's new government today, with Mullah Abul Ghani Baradar, the head of the movement's political office, as deputy. The Taliban announced their new cabinet just hours ago. Sarahuddin Haqqani, he is the son of the founder of the Haqqani Network, designated as a terrorist organization by the United States, will be the new interior minister. The Taliban's main spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, made the announcement at a news conference in Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that the Taliban had been reminded in recent hours that the international community is holding the group to its commitment to let anyone with valid travel papers leave Afghanistan if they choose. Speaking during a visit to Qatar, Blinken said the number of U.S. citizens, including dual nations believed to still be in Afghanistan, is about 100. He said in the past 24 hours, the Taliban has upheld its commitment in the case of a family of four Americans who had safely left Afghanistan using an overland route. A senior State Department official said Monday that the Taliban was aware of the crossing without specifying which country the Americans entered. Survivors of Islamic Group's 2015 attack on Paris and those who mourn the 130 people killed that night are bracing for a long-awaited trial that starts this week in Paris. A cell of nine Islamic State militants armed with automatic rifles left a trail of dead on November the 13th, 2015. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is in New York and New Jersey today to survey damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida that brought flooding rains and tornadoes to the region. With more, Mike Gracia from AP News.
Gracia reporting President Biden will get a first-hand look today at storm damage in New Jersey and New York. President Joe Biden travels to New Jersey and New York today to view damage caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ida last week. At least 50 people were killed in six eastern states, including 27 in New Jersey, as record rainfall hit last Wednesday. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
God rest the souls of those we lost. Keep their families in your prayers.
After touring a neighborhood in hard-hit Manville, New Jersey, Biden will visit a neighborhood in Queens, New York. On Monday, the president approved major disaster declarations for six counties in New Jersey and five in New York affected by last week's devastating flooding. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The main underground group coordinating resistance to Myanmar's military government called for a nationwide uprising on Tuesday. The National Unity Government views itself as a shadow government composed of elected legislators who were barred from taking their seats when the military seized power in February. Group's acting president called for a revolt in every village, town, and city in the entire country at the same time and declared what he called a state of emergency. A video of his speech was posted on Facebook. The country has been racked by unrest since the military ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi with a low-level insurrection in many urban areas. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is just days away now, and Muslim Americans who grew up under the shadow of 9/11 have faced hostility and surveillance, mistrust, and suspicion. But they've also found ways to battle back against bias. Ishaq Pathan, a 26-year-old San Francisco Bay Area director of the nonprofit Islamic Networks Group, was also motivated by his early experiences to help reverse bias against Muslim people.
That, you know, you're all entitled to as students in public
school. I was really interested in working with the Muslim community in some way. And I think I had several experiences growing up that led me to want to continue to, like, move in this direction. It would have made such a difference if I was a confident young boy in terms of, you know, how I would have strategized my entire life, I think.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca via remote. This is VOA News.